Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest in the studio today, Clay Couturio, is the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Vicky Valenzano is the executive director. Both of you, welcome back to Lanyap.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Jay.
You guys have the premiere of the 2008-2009 season coming up tomorrow night at the Jack Howard Theater. Tell us about your guests and a little bit about the music.
Well, we're going to open the season, like you said, this Saturday. We have two major works we're going to perform. The first half is going to be the Piano Concerto in A Minor by Edvard Grieg, a Norwegian composer. And performing with us is going to be Ruben Reyes, pianist. He's the winner of the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Young Artist Contest.
And I heard a little bit about what you did with Jason Reinhardt, our new classical announcer, on Wednesday at lunchtime.
Yes.
You guys did some great work looking at the differences between the Grieg's Piano Concerto and some other...
Schumann's Piano
Schumann.
Concerto.
That was terrific.
Yes.
That's kind of an ongoing thing that you guys plan to do throughout the season.
Yes. Each week before the concert, we're going to have on Jason's radio program, talk a little bit about the pieces on that particular concert.
And you also had the coffee with the conductor. That was last night?
Yes, that was yesterday at 1:30 and 5:30. And that's a new program that we've instituted for the season.
Vicky, tell us about how some of those other things are coming together, because you guys have had a special membership drive for lapsed members or people who are just becoming members for the first time. How does that working together, things like the coffee talk and being able to do some more things in the community?
Well, we've been working with a national arts consultant from New York and working on audience development and getting new people into our concert. So these are just some ways that we're looking to increase the awareness of the symphony, the coffee with the conductor, some radio programs.
It's always a good idea to know a little bit more about the music before you go and actually hear it for the first time.
And really need to be able to, the coffee with the conductor, I mean, to be able to sit down and have conversations with you about something
in an informal setting where we can really just sit down, and when people have questions, I can answer it to the best of my ability.
Did you have any good questions yesterday during the day?
Oh, we did. We went through a little bit of the history of the symphony orchestra itself and where these pieces that we're going to be performing fall in, and in particular, the Shostakovich Symphony No. 9, which is the other piece on the second half of the program, and the mystique of the Symphony No. 9, because everyone always thinks Beethoven, Symphony No. 9.
Right, you think No. 9, that's what naturally comes to most people's
minds. That's right. So for most composers, it's difficult to write a 9th symphony.
So tell us about Ruben Reyes, our young artist, but very accomplished in his own right. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yes, well, he is, like I said, the winner of the Marjorie Strickland Young Emerging Artist Competition, and that was held last season. And we had several winners, but only one winner is chosen to perform with the symphony orchestra, and they perform the following season, which is tomorrow night.
So what's the importance of that kind of competition in bringing up new artists? Throughout the country, not just here in Monroe.
Right, these type of competitions happened all over the place. Most orchestras have some type of competition, not all, but most do, and it provides an opportunity for young people, some of who maybe perhaps have never even performed with a symphony orchestra before. Some have done these things several times. It just depends on the particular person. But it really showcases their talent. It gives them a great experience to make music with other musicians, and hopefully they go on from there and have a great career.
Vicky, what are some other things that the symphony is doing? You mentioned that you're working with a consultant. Some other things that people can see over the season, the effects of some of that work.
Sure. Well, you can see from our season, we're playing in many different venues. We're going to play at the Civic Center, the Monroe Civic Center. We're going to play at the West Monroe Convention Center. We've also got a performance at the Assembly in West Monroe. We had a performance there last year and really enjoyed performing there, and they really enjoyed having us. So we're going to go back again this year. And then a new venue for us this year is First United Methodist Church. So we're really excited to play there. We're going to have Jay Pettit, the organist from Baptist Church in West Monroe, play the Saint-Saëns organ symphony with us.
And why is it important for the symphony to be out in as many different places, connecting with an audience that way?
just gives us different audiences. Maybe some people that attend those churches will come out to a concert. Maybe they've never heard the orchestra before. It gives them an opportunity to be in their own church venue and hear the orchestra. So we're doing that. And we're also collaborating with many different organizations. In October, we're having Faustwerk Masque Theater with the orchestra. And that's our family concert. And we're working with the Children's Museum, the Master Museum of Art, the Strauss Theater, and Bienenhaar Museum and Gardens. They're going to provide activities for the children after the concert. So we're collaborating with them. Also in February, we'll perform with the Louisiana Delta Ballet. We're really excited about that performance. We're going to come together, the orchestra and the dance, and have a performance in February.
That's so much fun. Yes. Because I love seeing dance with a live orchestra. There's just a different energy there than when you're playing with a recording. You see someone dancing with a recording or...
Sure. Anytime you collaborate with a different art organization, it's a little different in the aspect that for dance, the steps, the dance itself is actually more important than the music because they're going off of counting in
right.
that sense. So you have, it's not just interpretation on your part, but it's with what they have to do too. And I always enjoy doing things like that.
It's maybe a different challenge for the musicians too,
yes.
if you think about
yeah.
it that way.
Uh-huh.
So looking at tomorrow night, what can people expect? Maybe some of the people who've come in for the first time for the season, what can they expect showing up? They're a few minutes early, certainly not arriving at 7 o'clock, but somebody who, 6:15, 6:30, what can they expect to see? What's the atmosphere going to be like?
Well, they can come in and just, visit with people in the lobby there. It'll be a great time there. And then, look through the program. We have many different sponsors, who are listed there. They can see who supports the orchestra. They can look at the program and see what else we have to offer for the season. And one of my favorite parts is listening to the orchestra warm up. So that's fun. They can sit in the audience and just listen to, you know, the piccolo player play through some of the difficult passages.
Or, it can be entertaining.
Yes.
It can.
Yes. I enjoy that part of it. So.
So what do people do if they're just listening now and they're ready to get tickets for tomorrow?
They can either call the office at 812-6761, or they can actually just show up at the concert and get their tickets tomorrow night. So
we look forward to it. Ruben Reyes performing with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra tomorrow night at the Jack Howard Theater. My guest today, Clay Couturio, the conductor of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Vicky Valenzano, she's the executive director. You guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.